Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically-backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
We know we shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but please do not judge a Southerner based on what you have seen on TV. Today we're discussing the stereotypes that are all wrong and a few that are actually right when it comes to how Southerners are portrayed on television. This should be fun. Meet you at the table.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia.
We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table. So pull up a chair.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Hey, sis.
We're back.
We're back.
And it's interesting how quickly we get out of rhythm.
Oh, gosh,
you know,
yes.
With anything.
Yes.
Any kind of habit.
Yes.
So, researching and prepping and recording.
I know.
I'm glad to be back, but it's just amazing.
We had a little flexibility. Now we're back in the groove.
Back in our groove.
Maybe
again.
In the groove.
And we have a fun groove today.
I just think this
can be a fun discussion.
So it's kind of funny that we, you know, even use the word caricatures for this, because I was at Kings Island a couple of weeks ago, which is a theme park in Cincinnati, Ohio, and they had a caricature artist.
Okay.
Right? Those seem to go hand in hand with like theme parks.
Absolutely.
But I haven't seen one in a long time. So have you ever done one?
I have, a long time ago. But okay. Yeah, they pick up on certain things and exaggerate it, right?
Exactly.
So mine's going to have freckles and...
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, I've always been nervous to do it. I mean, I'm also cheap and didn't want to spend the money on it, right? Because they're not cheap. But I didn't want an area accentuated on me that I haven't ever
noticed. Oh, they would do
your
smile is what would be real big,
you know,
I would think.
Not that they're going to do anything bad, but I just didn't want to get a complex about something that I formerly had no, you know, idea was a standout sort of piece of me. So anyway, but I loved this topic immediately when you mentioned it. It just was so creative. So we are focusing on TV.
Yes, because we could go in music or movies or whatever. But yeah, I thought just TV would be a fun place to start. And some of the things I think are somewhat fair, and some are so not fair.
Right.
That they run with on shows.
I mean, in general, across all entertainment spectrums, a lot of times Southerners are portrayed as poor, uneducated, uncultured, just out of touch with the rest of the world rednecks.
Yes.
So some of that's going to
come
through.
You could add in Bible thumping. We could add a few more. I'm trying to think of what else, but drink moonshine.
Stuff is going to come up in these. But yeah, I mean, there is a caricature, even I would say beyond just television, just across the board.
Literally from cartoons or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I think of the guy with his jug with three X's on it.
Yes.
Like a...
Yeah. Right.
You know, his moonshine jug.
So which one do you want to start with?
I say we got to start with Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay. Dukes of Hazzard, 1979 to 1985.
Yes. I printed that out because I didn't remember the years.
Yeah.
So I remember watching this. And so I would have been 9 years old.
Okay.
And I remember watching this and somewhat liking it.
Right.
But when I went back and watched some clips, I was like, this show is terrible. How did it do so well? But anyway.
Like, terrible how so?
It felt very slapstick comedy to me.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that was funny to me at 9 years old.
See, that's
But how, that's not funny to me now.
Right.
I don't find that kind of stuff funny.
Yeah. I haven't seen very much of Dukes of Hazzard, but I've seen a lot of, like, A Happy Days, and that's, to me,
total corny.
Just corny. Okay. Yeah. Like,
I loved Happy Days.
I did, but, you know, the comedy was...
But again, that's also part of your age, of what you understand as comedy and things like that. So I was kind of shocked at how slapstick it was to me. But let's just start with the caricature that is painted.
Mm-hmm.
One thing was just... wild guys on dirt roads, like as if we have no paved roads, like everywhere they went in that car, which was I think a Charger, a 69 Dodge Charger. There's just dirt
called the
General
everywhere. Lee.
Yes,
called the General Lee, named for the Confederate General Lee.
Yes, and it has a Confederate flag on the top of it.
It does. Yeah,
yeah.
I saw an interview though with John Snyder that played, was he Bo? I don't even know.
He was Luke.
Okay, he was Luke.
I think.
Okay. John Snyder that played one of the Dukes.
Bo or Luke.
He said he never actually jumped that car. You know, a lot of the car scenes were the General Lee going over a body of water.
Yes.
You know, like he never jumped it himself. Okay. But he said
was always a stuntman of some sort.
Yeah, he said I couldn't because think about if I got hurt.
Yeah.
Think about what that does to production.
Like, that's right. We're out for weeks.
Lots of people's jobs just got
axed. That is so crazy.
Yeah. So.
Well, now there was 6 or 7 cars, I believe, that were actually used in the filming.
Mm-hmm.
One of which lives over in Leaper's Fork here in the Nashville area.
Yeah.
Franklin area.
Well, that one's a replica, though.
Oh, I thought that was one of the original 6 or 7.
I don't think so.
I thought I had heard that. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
What I read was that
that's a replica. Okay.
But I did hear that John Snyder stopped there a couple of years ago to take pictures with it.
Yes.
And then he was the...
He later was the parade...
what do you call that? The Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal.
That was 2018.
And rode on the hood of it.
That was 2018.
Because we have pictures of that. That was fun. Well, okay. So... I would just say they definitely painted the picture of dirt roads, dilapidated homes, over-exaggerated twangs.
Yeah.
I also had jotted down the note of authority figures are corrupt and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, just
we're
something
not saying
else.
We agree with this, by
no,
the way.
No, this is what they painted. No, the, I don't yeah, think yeah, that yeah. at all. Well, Boss Hogg was definitely corrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, the characters were corrupt.
Right.
Roscoe and Boss Hogg were corrupt. But, I felt like they kind of painted, like, authority in a negative light.
For sure.
And then the guys having no respect for...
Right.
It's, that for it's, that kind of authority.
It's cool to be a renegade or rebel.
Yes.
You know, that is the cool. Yeah.
Now, they had respect for their uncle who they lived with. So these were, I had forgotten this. These are cousins.
Right.
Bo, Luke, and Daisy are cousins.
Yeah.
And they live with their uncle, Jesse. But I was even thinking that was kind of, you know, painting the picture of like all these generations in one house.
That's true.
And even Daisy Duke, you know, who's known for wearing her short shorts.
Right.
You know, I thought about later that song.
Oh, yeah. Look at that girl with the Daisy,
Daisy
Dukes
on. You know, she was like long legs, real pretty. And they would make comments about her sometimes, like in a, you know, kind of a light of like how hot she was,
mm-hmm.
which kind of paints that weird.
Yeah, she's
incestuous thing.
Right.
Which is not, I've never known any of that in the South. I know people like to say that. But.
Yeah. I mean, raise your hand if you've lived and grew up with in the same house as your cousins.
Yeah.
I mean, don't think very many hands just went up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just a few of the things I noticed from the clips I was watching.
Yeah.
That I felt like were not fair.
Yeah. Well, I saw one reviewer calling it Backwoods Tricks played on Backwoods Hicks. Right?
That is actually perfect but summary.
I would say that there is an element of that, like, trickery or, like, pranking.
Yeah.
That ran rampant more, I felt like, in that generation, like our dad's generation and his brother. Like that troublemaking.
Oh, for sure.
Troublemaking, but not like...
To be mean.
Illegal.
It was like... Right.
Just, like...
That was funny.
Yes.
To them.
Yeah.
I would agree.
I wasn't a prankster growing up. Now I'm a girl, but like I don't even remember a lot of boys in the class, you know, that I grew up with.
Like being bugs
that
on,
much of
yeah,
a prankster.
Yeah.
That's we true. Had to kind of come up with something for our senior prank. You know, like it didn't just overflow like it
with
did
what
for
you
these
always
guys.
Did. Okay. Yeah.
So I would say that element was kind of true of yeah. that era of just the pranksterness.
And I guess finding that even funny. Like right. I think about our dad watching the Three Stooges and how he would just giggle. And I'm like, that is just dumb. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I was thinking about, too, is oftentimes Southern women are portrayed as really beautiful and really caring about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, always,
yeah.
you
yes.
know, made up and hair
yes.
perfect. And I've always lived here, so I don't know if that's different than other
right.
places.
Yeah, I remember we talked about this a little bit on our Southern fashion
uh-huh.
episode, just the element of... You know,
being put together.
Pearls and just
yeah.
different kind of staple things, even in a wardrobe
yeah.
of a lot of Southern women. I mean, that's changed a lot over the years. Like, you see yoga pants out everywhere.
Everywhere,
now.
No matter where you are, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know if that's unique to... But there, yes, there is that kind of almost pageant look.
Yes.
That a lot of...
Even if you're in Daisy Duke shorts.
Women
like
can
you are,
want to aspire to.
Your hair
to.
Is rolled and...
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how she looked.
Right.
And that also brings me back to... I know we're not talking about this particular show today, but Hee Haw, which we've talked about
oh,
before,
yes.
always had those really beautiful women. And
yeah.
then the guys are like in overalls and hay in their mouth. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah. Something's not matching up.
We got the backwards painted guy and then the girl that's, you know, the smoking hot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, yeah.
That
so,
certainly was on the Dukes of Hazzard. Oh, and Hazzard was like a fictional town in
city.
Georgia or
yeah.
county,
yeah.
I think. Hazzard County.
Yeah. Yeah, but the, like, you're right about the, just the silliness of even cousin to cousin.
Uh-huh.
Because I just remembered that there was... In, like, the very first episode, or maybe even a pilot episode, Beau says to Daisy, if you weren't my cousin, I'd marry you.
See? Like...
And she responds, when did that ever stop anyone in this family before?
Oh, come on.
Like,
are
no.
you serious?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I've never known any of that stuff going on.
So, I would... Would you say, on, like, a kind of a percentage scale, how much would you say they had right in that show?
Well, I think we do have to be fair, too, of, you know, rural areas are more like that than a city.
Right.
You know, I remember hearing people talk about going country cruising, like
yeah.
people I've known
yes.
over the years that were from small towns. Oh,
yes.
we went country cruising. Well, that was basically like just driving around.
Sure.
In the country with not really a purpose or agenda.
Right.
You know? You're not going to hear that from somebody that lives in Atlanta.
Right.
Or...
No, they would love to not be driving.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
That sounds
so
like a lot of...
So this is clearly supposed to be more in a rural
yeah.
town.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm putting it
Maybe
on a scale.
Maybe that's too hard of a question to pose for an entire
Yeah, I would
series.
Just say it is exaggerated.
Yeah.
You know, yes, you're going to have guys that love to ride around in their cars and... jump
yeah.
things
yeah.
maybe or you know yes you're gonna have the sexy girl that works in the restaurant
right
I mean that kind of stuff is probably pretty true but like it's all exaggerated
exactly like she's not
just like you said
that
a caricature
pretty. Wow like that girl is movie star right
yeah. yeah
so okay well let's do you have anything else to say
no about? That was pretty so, much my synopsis on that
the
one.
Next one I know you don't have on your list but I just felt like it would dovetail well off of that, because it is this fascination with Southern good old boys, if okay. you will. Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
So, different category, because it is reality TV.
Yes.
You know, so it's different from Dukes and any other of the shows that we're going to mention, because it's, in theory, not scripted.
Right, right.
People have differing opinions right. on how reality TV is For truly sure. reality. But at first glance, if you know, the Robertson family, which is the family behind Duck Dynasty. Oh, and I meant to say, this is 2012 to 2017.
Okay. So the I most, didn't even know their run. Okay.
The most recent of the ones we're going to talk about, but still already dated and,
yeah.
and out of rotation. So, yeah, at first glance, the Robertsons, typical Louisiana family, loves their duck hunting season.
Which is where they made their money.
Big beards. But then a closer look would reveal that they are very, very wealthy.
Yeah.
And so that's the whole premise of the show. The the patriarch of the family, Phil Robertson, came up with this duck call
yeah.
that he had produced. And that's where they made their millions, producing this.
This product.
Yeah. And they call him the Duck Commander, Phil.
Yes.
And so I think that's the product name even. And so anyway, it's now run, the company's now run by Willie Robertson, Phil's son. So a lot of the reality show focused mostly on Willie and his wife, Corey.
And then what was the brother who I thought was more handsome than Willie?
Jace.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Cy, who's a Vietnam vet.
He's a trip.
He just presents the colorful character that yes. you need in every reality TV show.
Yes.
Yeah, he had all kinds of stories. So,
well, that was interesting to me too, because I felt like they painted them as so uneducated and backwards, and I'm like, hello, they run a successful business.
But it was almost like they were, you know, wanting to do the don't let the beards fool you, but picking on themselves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
Like,
and I wondered too, like, Were their beards really like that? Or was that even for the show?
I mean, I feel like they were. Now, okay. I do know this. Phil and Kay, his wife, the patriarch and matriarch of the family, they do still live in, apparently they do, still live in the same double wide trailer.
That they always did?
Mobile home that they okay. raised their kids in.
So I think they fancied it up
at all.
I always
think that's a unique thing if somebody stays in their home.
Yeah. Warren Buffett. Still lives in the same house.
I know. So, how did they paint Southerners? Well, hunting is a huge part of a lot of Southerners'
It is,
lives.
So that's fair.
So I can't really comment in terms of being a hunter. I'm not a hunter myself,
we
so
don't
I can't
have
really
that
comment, in, yeah. like, was that an accurate portrayal of a hunter? I don't really know.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that have those ATVs they ride around on in their property, and they have all of that equipment.
And they have points in the year that it's deer season
and
like the calendar's
blocked.
Don't
plan anything. Right. Yeah. Like that's all pretty real.
I mean, they're faithful to it. It's
yes.
not like just a flippant hobby.
Yes.
They are like hunters. So I would say for sure there is a population of Southerners that they pegged
that's
very
true.
Well with that. And then I really did think it was cool the end of every episode, the family sat down to pray
yeah.
and eat a meal together. I mean, to bless the food. And you know, as idealistic as that looked at the close of the show, there are a lot of Southerners that still prioritize sitting down for a meal together
yes,
with family
and praying before they
and
eat.
And blessing the food.
You even see that in restaurants here, which I think throws some people who are, you know, from elsewhere of like, oh my gosh, those people are praying.
Right.
In the middle of the restaurant.
Like waitresses or servers that come up and they're like, oh. Mm-hmm. Sorry, didn't know why your heads were down.
Yeah.
You know, you're not looking at your napkin in your lap kind of a moment. Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was a funny
one
to kind of throw
one,
in the mix.
Because I didn't have that on my list, but yeah.
But they remind me of like more present day good old boys.
Yes.
So anyway.
That's funny.
Okay. What next?
I had next on my list the Beverly Hillbillies.
All right.
I mean, just the name alone.
So 1962 to 71.
Yes. This was a huge success, this show.
Yeah.
Now, I did not, when I was younger, you know, this would have been in reruns, not literally on.
Yeah.
And so, and it was black and white, so it didn't have my interest.
Yeah, that's true.
Because of that, okay? That's true. And then also, just the name, I think I thought, hillbilly, I don't like it, because...
Right. We don't like that word
people
here.
People think we're backwards, and we're not.
Yeah.
Mom said her grandparents loved it, loved the show. Now, they were poor and lived in Appalachia, so I bet that they liked it even from the perspective of... wondering what would life look like if we moved to California.
If we hit, you know, if we were thrown there. Because isn't that the premise?
Yes.
They struck oil.
There.
Yeah.
And I think they were in the Ozarks, like Arkansas or somewhere like that, and hit oil. And then they take their jalopy of a car. Yes. I mean, hello. They made that car look ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Grandma's got a shotgun, I think, if I'm not mistaken, riding up on the top of the car or whatever on the in this vehicle. And it's like, here we go again, generations in one vehicle going to live in one house. Uh-huh. You know, so there was some exaggeration of things that are frustrating to me.
Yeah.
Do you see occasionally people that are always with a shotgun? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, but I mean... that's crazy rare.
Crazy rare. But yeah, Ellie Mae is the, again, really cute daughter.
Yeah.
Who loves all animals. So she's like, you know, cuddled up with a skunk or whatever. Like, the, you know what I mean?
Right,
like
yeah.
They're making her look like, I don't remember if she wore shoes. I hope she did. You know, that's a whole nother. The barefoot thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's real.
I mean, I'm barefoot right now while we're recording.
I would be if I was in my house. But, yeah.
Yeah. That's an exaggeration, though, that we don't have shoes.
Right.
Yeah. Here was my notes that I wrote down. Gun-toting, possum-eating. tattered clothes and jalopy car.
Yeah.
Shocked by a fancy mansion and a kitchen with an electric stove instead of wood.
Yep.
I mean, come on. But, you know, well, our mom's grandparents did have a wood stove.
Right.
And they loved this show.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they were seeing their reality of like, now they didn't eat possum.
No, but people do.
But people do and did.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Like, yeah. Well, the funny part, and I think, you know, we can all kind of relate to the Clampets, that's their name, in some regard. You know, I didn't kill my own dinner last night, but the show acts like that's what they're used to doing.
Right. And so now they're in Beverly Hills.
And working hard. Like, working the land hard, you know, killing your own dinner. So it poked fun at that sort of upbringing. Mm-hmm. But it was almost like they didn't even really want the innovations that were at their disposal. And that is real.
That's true. For sure.
Like, I'm talking about not if you're to that extreme of killing your own dinner. But if you... My mother-in-law doesn't have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to need one.
Yeah.
Because she's gone this long in her life without one. So there's certain sort of innovations, I think. Because they could very well afford one.
Yeah.
That you just... certain generations, they have no interest.
Like, why bother?
Right.
That's another thing that is going to break.
So it is funny to think of, wealth doesn't make you want that necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. And, I rewatched another episode where there was this rich little kid that was around their family who was a total brat.
Yeah.
And I think, that was even an interesting thing where they were kind of like, this kid was a brat and he was very much put in a bubble. Like, he's not allowed to eat this and he has this allergy and he can't. And so they were just like.
This sounds a little familiar, right?
Does it not? And mom was watching this with me and she said, oh, granny will have him eating possum and he'll be well in no time. Sure enough. She's like got this, you know, plan of like have him around the animals that Ellie Mae has and have him around, like he needs exposure to be healthy. And that's what the kind of thing was, is the protection is not a good thing.
Okay, so that my jaw is like wide open.
And so I think they're also painting like, y'all don't have it all figured out
right
out here.
Yeah.
Like you think that this is better and we're backwards,
right?
But you actually don't have it all yeah. figured out. I liked that about the show.
Your juice bar might not be the answer to everything. It might be good for you in some ways, but
yeah,
there may be another remedy. Yeah. That's so crazy.
So that was kind of funny. But so the funny thing was in going back, I didn't enjoy Dukes of Hazzard
right.
very much, which I said I liked as a kid. Yeah. And I actually did kind of enjoy the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes.
In
That's
the,
funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'll mention just real quick before we move off of this one, there was a spinoff that I loved, which was the reverse of this, called Green Acres.
Yes.
So this was the reverse, meaning Rags to Riches
was
the Beverly Hillbillies, and this Green Acres was like
Park Avenue yes, to the farm.
Yes. I mean, who doesn't love Zsa Zsa Gabor?
But yeah, I think it's important in talking about the Beverly Hillbillies too to say it was ranked among the top 20 most watched programs on television for 8 of its 9 seasons.
That's amazing.
Ranking as the number one series of the year during its first 2 seasons. I mean,
yeah,
this was a huge success. Yeah, because that was before our time.
Yeah.
So that's why I think, like, we forget. Like, this was hugely popular.
For
sure. And Green Acres was hugely popular.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
So cute.
I loved Green Acres. I love watching anyone that is wealthy struggling to find their way amongst us regular people. Maybe yes. maybe that's just a meanness, but it's just kind of humbling for all of us. So, yeah.
You know what I've said before? I haven't lived through, like, a major war. But I'd be willing to bet the Southerners would probably do better than some of the city folk, or the country folk would do better than some of the city folk,
yeah,
if you will,
yeah,
in a wartime situation. Because I feel like we don't have the, like, we're not used to everything being done for us.
Yes.
And that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. The self-sufficiency is very different between city and country. Yeah.
And I don't pretend to say I'm at the top of that list.
Right.
Like, but anyway.
That's so fun. Can we talk about one of you and I's favorite shows
ever,
next?
Please. Yes.
Okay. So Designing Women, 1986 to 93.
Yes.
Centers around 4 women and 1 man working together at an Atlanta interior design firm in the 1980s called Sugar Baker and Associates.
Love it so much. I can't even tell you.
I can't even say Sugar Baker without a little sass. So it starred Dixie Carter as Julia Sugar Baker, who's the president of this design firm.
UT grad. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I forget that.
University of Tennessee graduate.
Delta Burke as Suzanne Sugar Baker. That's,
love her.
Julia's sister, and she's also an ex-beauty queen. She's like a silent partner in the design firm. You can't even say anything about her without
totally
laughing.
Cracks me up.
And then some others, Annie Potts, Jean Smart, Meshach Taylor is the guy that is their, like,
and that's
runner.
When the show was great. Like, later we had a couple of other...
Yeah, they had some cast changes.
Yeah, and...
Didn't
thumbs
work.
Down.
Didn't work.
But when that original crew, so good together.
Because that's what I have in all caps, great casting in this
so
show.
Because
I do think that we all know a Southern woman like each of these characters.
Oh, for sure.
So they pegged.
We've had cats named Dixie and Delta. I mean, you know, because
and
these
I think
characters.
No matter who you kind of more identify with character-wise, like maybe your personality matches up with, I think no matter who you are, we all kind of wish we had the comebacks and the wit
I wanna,
of Julia
totally,
Sugar Baker.
Yes.
Like, we've all had those moments where you just wish that you
had that rant,
had that mic drop
for
kind
sure.
of moment.
That's it. It's a mic drop. She had such good mic drops.
So I felt like they got a lot right in this series. I thought
they're strong women.
Friendships,
yes.
sister relationships.
Yes.
I felt like they got that right. Loyalty, work ethic, passion around causes. Like,
yes.
They got a lot
they did.
Right,
you're right
in this show. And I actually, you know, even when I would probably watch an episode, especially now, and go, oh, I didn't remember them even covering that. Don't agree with that. But mm-hmm. I still wasn't, like, as a whole offended by the show.
Yeah.
Just because they did... For the most part, remain classy. And that was their sort of bit.
That's just it, right?
Was we are classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
I do have a couple favorites, but when their design firm, that home, was on the tour of homes, I mean, y'all go look that one up. It
Maybe
is so
I
great.
Maybe I should find it and link to it in our show
that
notes.
That clip where she loses it.
They're all in their docent.
Bell dresses.
They're all docents, which means you're like a tour guide, basically. You're kind of in a designated area of a home. And they're in their bonnets.
It is so great.
She loses it.
I love that so
frustrated
much.
With people coming through her home. But yeah, they did a lot well. And
I think they did too.
You know, I'm sure it was a little forward too of a, you know, a woman owned business.
Right.
You know, that's successful with this huge home. You know.
And I thought it was, it's kind of interesting that I don't remember all of how they painted Anthony's character, but they loved him.
They loved him.
So he, often did a lot of the, like, labor work for them.
He was like the runner.
Deliveries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he had been a former imprisoned.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that? Like, his story was he had been involved in a robbery or something. I don't know if he just drove the car.
Oh my gosh, I've totally forgot that part.
But anyway. But yeah, they loved Anthony. And then there's Bernice, who was a side character, but made me laugh so hard. Kind of the crazy old lady.
But like maybe a crazy aunt or.
And
like,
they loved her and took good care of her and stuff. So fun.
Yeah.
This is all I felt like
me
they
want to go watch it again.
They but painted a true, you know, more true picture of being graceful and following some etiquette and like just trying to be strong, but also lovely.
Yes.
At the same time.
Well said.
And their friendships were so sweet.
They were. They were.
Yeah. And you had single mom issues that they dealt with. And good.
Good show.
Loved
well,
it.
Well done, Designy Women. Okay. One more?
I only have one more on my list.
Okay.
And it was a hugely popular, but I can't say that I was watching it.
I know this would be for sure. So this has got to be the longest running one of the ones we're talking about because we're talking about Dallas, 1978 to 91. That's a long run.
That is a long run. And it revolved around the Texas oil family, the Ewings.
Yes.
And their cattle ranch and home, South Fork.
Yes. But, like, kind of mostly around a family feud, right?
Yeah,
There
was a lot of backstabbing is what I think of when I think of this show, of just high drama. I mean, it was a soap opera.
Right,
so let's face it, it's a soap opera, so there's going to be.
Was it actually called a soap opera, though? I don't think it would have been.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it wasn't, like, daytime television. This
no,
is prime
time. I mean, it's night. It was a night. Once a week show.
Yeah.
But I think of it as that because it would have those, you know, cliffhangers. I mean,
yes. They were for sure known for their cliffhangers. I mean, I don't think anybody hears the name Dallas and doesn't think who shot JR, right?
Exactly.
That dun, was. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
These were way better cliffhangers than Melrose Place or.
Yes.
90210. Yeah. So, like, you know, kind of the whodunit. Cliffhangers were big. I thought it was cool. When the show ended May 3rd, 1991, JR was the only character to have appeared in every episode.
Wow.
Dude worked. That's a
Larry Hagman, who was, oh gosh, he was on so many shows. I think of him still with I Dream of Jeannie, but.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He was
But yeah, I would say, what did they get right? Well, money definitely causes family feuds.
Woo!
So you don't have to be Southern for that to be correct. But yeah, I mean, way gaudy.
Beautiful women there again, though. We had those beautiful women on the show.
But like, and you know what? Texas is its own beast, too. I should say
that. It really
is. So maybe for a Texan, maybe this is really on point.
Well, yeah, we would almost need to interview some Texans. And even, I would say in addition to Texas, that whole oil world is kind of its own thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there can be huge money in it. So.
That's so
I fun. Don't know how much of the caricatures they painted were true. I just know it was high drama.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
This is considered, you see, Time Magazine has it in the 100 best TV shows of all time. It had 357 episodes. It remains one of the longest lasting full hour primetime dramas in American TV history, behind Gunsmoke, Law and Order, Bonanza, and Grey's Anatomy.
Bonanza's in there. Crazy.
Bonanza had 430 episodes.
Wow. That's so funny. And we're all thinking.
And like, Gunsmoke, 635.
And we think Seinfeld had a lot of episodes, right? Right. We're friends.
I mean, Gunsmoke, I can't say I've ever watched an episode of that other than being in old people's houses and walking mm-hmm. through the room mm-hmm. and it was on.
Yeah.
But not actually watching it.
And there's like a caricature. There is a caricature of people that watch Gunsmoke, isn't there? Because it involves a recliner.
There totally is, yes.
Anyway.
That is so funny. But yeah, I mean, I think of cowboy hats and belt buckles. And
I just think of furs on all the women.
Yeah, just fancy.
Dripping with diamonds and jewels and hairspray.
Hairspray.
And that would have been, you know, in fashion too for that time.
Yeah, shoulder pads and the whole, for sure. Well, that wasn't a show I watched because I was chasing boys myself. I wasn't into...
That was pre my time, and I haven't really caught reruns. So, I think kind of just to tie a bow on all this, it seems like a lot of the stuff that they got wrong was a lot of around... No, that's too general. I was going to say around the men, and a lot of the women they got right, but that's not
true either. I just think it's... There are aspects of truth to most kinds of caricatures that happen.
Yeah.
So, yes, we do tend to be more Bible-based on a lot of our decision-making and thinking and mm-hmm. stuff like that in general.
Yeah.
But, you know, bringing in true Bible thumping in certain caricatures just doesn't really seem like it's fair. Everything's just an exaggeration.
It is. And it always makes me go, oh no, when you think of foreign countries that are getting these television shows, you know, dubbed in their own language. And I'm like, that's what they're going to think of us then, guys.
I know.
Careful.
And I would say we've mentioned this before, but most of the people I've talked to in my life who moved to the South from the North were shocked at how not racist it is here.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about now. I know we had a difficult history.
Right.
But almost anybody you talk to says, whoa, when I left Chicago, it was way more racist than it is here. Or whatever. Yeah. Like the Northern
the divide was
places.
Further.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So to paint us as that, I think is not fair too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that there's not people who are. I'm not saying that.
Yeah. We didn't even mention that not only is the character in Designing Women a male office runner, he's a African-American black guy.
Right.
I don't know if we even mentioned that they really embraced him.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I said he had a criminal past, which, you know.
So, anyway, that was fun, though. Like, it's always fun to pause and go, whatever people group is being portrayed like, is that really is
and then
right?
Do we do that? I think that's a good thing to say too, of like, do I paint any people group in a way that's exaggerated? Because that's terrible if you do,
for sure.
So search our own heart and go, oh
yeah,
I shouldn't lump that people group together as all liking XYZ or all hating XYZ. That's not fair, you know.
So true.
Do you remember that skit that was on Mad TV of the Asian lady that
does the nails at the nail salon?
Well, she would just get asked about like sushi or about doing nails, and she was like, whatever the things were, she didn't
have an opinion on
or didn't do that.
Yeah,
like it was like as if all Asians all liked sushi or all did nails and like that's totally different people groups,
right?
You know.
Yeah,
so that kind of stuff makes me laugh, but yet I go, ooh, do I do that about any people group? Where I'm like, oh, you must.
Because we're for sure not the only ones that are stereotyped.
Right. Everybody. You must know how to make tamales if you're Hispanic. Right. Like, that's dumb.
No. For sure. Good point.
Whatever the thing is.
Good point. Well, if you, hopefully y'all enjoyed that discussion.
We thought it would be fun, and I did have fun, so I hope y'all liked it.
If you haven't already joined our mailing list, I do want to encourage you to do that. I'll put the link in our show notes today. We have our monthly newsletter that'll go out next week, so I'll put that link in our show notes, and it's just a month letter to just kind of let you know giveaways that are coming up or episodes that we're doing and just some fun stuff, so do that.
Glad to be back with you.
Yes.
And we've got some more fun stuff coming up.
That's right. It's coming down the pipe. So what do we end up every episode saying?
Peace be with you.
And also with y'all.
At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day. Current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 and top 5 products.